Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Happy Monday. I hope you guys are staying dry. And this is RJ. I definitely want to welcome you guys back to another edition of Blog Talk Radio with our host, Giver of Life, which you can tune in every Monday night from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by calling in the number at 657-383-0969 or catch Giver of Life via the web at www.blogtalkradio.com/Giver of Life. Access the purple button on the right-hand side to download and follow the instructions. Also, if you would like to leave a comment or you have a question for Giver of Life, please give her a shout-out at her email at giver.oflife@yahoo.com. Now, before we begin the show, I just want to give you some information concerning the other discussion lines that we do have coming on later on in the week as well as later on. And all discussion lines are sponsored by PSJ Life. So Giver of Life will be back on later on the discussion line from 8:30 to 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. And that call-in number is going to be 605-475-4000, access code 945-830-pound. On Tuesday nights, you could catch A Moment in Time with Drylander from 8:30 to 8:45. Wednesday night is Belly Chat from 8:30 to 9 right now, hosted by Drylander or Giver of Life. And Thursday night is Passing the Mantle Next Generation, hosted by PSJ Life, or filling in will be Drylander or Giver of Life. And the number for all discussion lines, like I said, is 605-475-4000, access code 945-830-pound. Also, if you are looking for a home church, please, I welcome you. I invite you to House of Deliverance at 404 West Hargett Street, and that is Richlands, North Carolina, 28574, where our overseer is Apostle Eva M. Thompson. We have Tuesday and Thursday morning prayer at 9 a.m., Friday night service is at 7:30, and Sunday morning service is promptly at 11. Upcoming for the month of October, we are so excited. We're getting ready to celebrate our women's conference beginning on October the 16th and going through, that's Friday, through Sunday, October the 18th. Our rainbow tea will be that Saturday at 12 noon. We do have guest speakers for each night. Also, if you want more information either concerning the church or about the women's conference, our phone number is 910-265-7300. You can send us an email at www.houseofdeliverance.info. That's I-N-F-O. And please like us on Facebook at House of Deliverance, Inc. We welcome you to come and join us. And without further ado, here's Giver of Life.
Well, thank you, RJ. Like you said, I hope everybody's trying to stay dry, you know, because there's a lot of things like, wow, like this going on. So, guys, and I'm telling you, it's getting cool, and I like that. I really like it. Getting cool. But anyway, guys, I just appreciate you really just spending this half an hour with me on Blog Talk Radio. And what I really want to just kind of encourage you about is change. A lot of times I see people and, you know, especially when you're the instructor or, you know, you're the person that's up front, and we tend to get mad, upset with change, and it's good for you, but you have to have courage. You really have to have courage, you know, because if you guys are just, you know, say, well, I really want to change. I really want to wear a smaller size, and whenever life presents itself to us, and we have got to really get some courage to really get through difficult times, because life is just really, it's full of changes. Accomplishing anything great in life requires significant change that really push you out and beyond your comfort zone. And if you feel that's going on in your life and you're saying, you know, well, Giver of Life, I'm upset with the trainer, or I'm upset with whoever it is in front of your life that's kind of pushing you and, you know, whatever life is doing to you. And it's really trying to change you, and it's going to take some courage and some confidence really, you have to have that, because you have to have some courage to go back to the gym and your back is hurting. It's like, oh, my legs, and oh, you know, and you have to just, that's a hard place. And sometimes we don't know what's going on. We tend to want to take it out on people or take it out on life itself. But you must realize that to accomplish anything great in life, it requires significant change that pushes you. You know, because a lot of times we tend to, you know, want to get out of high school and say, well, I'm going to go join the service. You know, and I see some kids just saying, well, I'm going to college. Well, let me tell you something. It's going to push you out of your comfort zone. That's your dream. That's your dream. And I know sometimes when we tend to, you know, just feel like, what is this pushing me? We tend to get upset with life itself, you know, but the reason why it keeps coming back to you, it's trying to change you, really. And many times the only way to improve our life is to force ourselves to undergo difficult changes. Because we think life is going to be like a bowl of cherries. No, it's your dream. It's not a bad thing. And it's going to take courage, and it's going to take confidence. And you know who's going to have it? You. A lot of people can give you courage, but, you know, can tell you about courage. Oh, come on, you can do this, you know, this, you know, you're good at this. I can't do this. You know, that's why some of you guys are doing repeat. Why am I repeating? You're repeating because you've got to realize that this, you know, you're undergoing some difficult changes, but it's really, that's life. That's life is just coming to change you, really. And we have to realize that, you know, some of us might have to move away. You know, some of us might have to relocate, you know, but we just, I want to stay home. I want to stay around my family, you know, and you just keep saying, well, why I'm not amounting to anything? Why is that person a mountain? Really? I mean, there are some people, you know, especially I want to, you know, my son, you know, my oldest son, I mean, he just went right out of high school, right in the Air Force, and retired at an early age. You know, that took something and went overseas, relocated him. I know he missed home. But you just got to realize that it takes courage. It takes courage, and it takes confidence. And that's what I really want to talk to you dreamers about, because it's just like, you like, give me a tissue. You know what? You know, life is trying to bring a change. That's what it, and really to accomplish that, anyone you see, any doctor, lawyer, or whatever, they can tell you, man, it was just like, it was just, I couldn't be with my friends, and holidays, I had to work, and this, that, and the other. You know, it's a part of who you are, who you're going to become, and it's just so important that you realize what's really going on. And sometimes, hear me, sometimes good things fall apart so better things can fall together. But you keep, you know, like, I want a better job, but it's in Atlanta, you know, and I'm scared. It's going to take some courage for you to say, bye-bye, family. I'm going to Atlanta, because, you know, it's like we fight. I do. You do. I've fought some things, you know, in my life to move from the north to the south. Like, what? A northerner moving to 100% south, chicken, cows, all that type of stuff there. But my dream was here. So if life is finding you that, you know what, I just want things my way. No. You got to get out of your comfort zone. It's bringing a change. Even the people around you, even the people a part of you, you know, it's just like, I'm going to have it my way. It's just like, no, we got to change. We got to change something. You got to come out of your comfort zone, because this is going along with your dream. This is going along with your empire. This is going along with who you are. And I'm telling you, hear me when I tell you this, and this is why I want to encourage you. This is why I want to let you know you're okay. It's just that, you know, it's a part of your dream. It's a part of your empire. You know, some people go to work, you know, and they say, one day I'm going to own a company. Well, let me tell you something. It's going to take some courage for you to just kind of like, you know, take some things, do some things, and it moves you up. So I'm telling you, it's not easy. It's not. It's a place really that you find yourself, well, you know, what does this mean? What does, you know, like we say, what does this have to do with that, really? Life is a journey. And it's about growing and changing and coming to terms with who and what you are and loving who and what you are. Really, I find myself really just, and let me tell you, going through some changes, really like, what? What does this? And we repeat it. Hear me. You might find yourself, well, you know what, I'm going to drop out of the gym because, you know, that's just too hard, and I just don't want to change, and I want to keep eating my hamburgers. And well, we're not going to get there. And then you get aggravated, and you say, well, I'm too big, my clothes don't fit, so you go back to your dream again, you go back. But that hard place is still waiting for you. And you're going to have courage. You look at people that before and after, dead confidence and some courage in you. There are people pushing you for your dream, but you have to push yourself. Because I know a lot of times in life, folks would say, this is for your good. I'm like, well, whatever. Like, what? Really? It's trying to push you into your dream. And it took me 5 years. Hear me, dreamers. It took me 5 years to adjust to the South. And once you adjust, you'll find yourself, things will start happening. Things will really start happening. And it will push you out of your comfort zone. Really. You find out anyone is just like, how many people you've known have went to California? You know, they follow their dream. They left with just a suitcase and some money. And everything. It took some courage. It really took some confidence for them to stay there. And many of them can tell you, man, I worked as a, you know, you listen to these great movie stars. I worked at, you know, I was a waitress. I did this and did that to become. So if you find yourself right now going through a change, it's really trying to push you to your next destiny. And let me tell you something that I don't like, and I know you don't like. I wish I had, you know, in life, I wish I can just tell life, no, 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 no. But that's life. It's a journey. It's really, it's a journey, and it's about growing and changing. And it's just so important that you, if you're there, if you're there in that place where you're just fighting change, you're just like you're up and you're down and you're in and you're out. And, you know, you go to school and just because, you know, the teacher is just really putting a, you know, certain pressure on you and you need to do that. It's really, you know, we look at beauticians. We look at these people that do hair. Let me tell you something. They have to take chemistry. They have to go through all these chemicals and know the names of them and know the mixtures of them. You know, you look at the glory. But anyone can tell you. I had to change. I had to change the way I look. I had to change the way I talk, you know, like that. So it's just so important that you realize that you're okay. You're okay. We just got to, you know, you need some courage. You really need some courage. And really, it's just like, and you need some confidence, really. You need in yourself, really in yourself. And that's why I just hope that today I'm just kind of like, you know, gassing you up, really. And courage, you know what courage is? Courage is grace under pressure. You can really do this. Come on. I know we're going to take baby steps. I'm not asking, I can't sometimes stand these type people. You can do a jump. It's like, wait a minute, did you jump? No, I kind of skipped. But, you know, but it's you. It's whoever you want to become. There's a young lady that is really, I've talked to her, and she kind of left her dream, and she left her dream because, you know, just that change. And we talked, and for years I've known her. She's got back her dream, and I'm telling you, you should hear how she's talking. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. I got it back. I said, but you know those places, you know those hard places? You're going to have courage when your body and your mind is going to be saying one thing, but your heart. Your heart, it might have to cry. It might have to sweat. It, you know, but it's a part of you, really, really. Confidence is what matters. It's most how you see yourself. Do you really see yourself? Well, I see myself, but we're going to take that butt and put some confidence and put some courage. We're going to put that there. Just something that, and it's not, you know what I'm learning in life? All of these things that folks say you're supposed to have, I'm learning it's not so much feeling, it's doing. You know, how do you feel faith? You know, how do you feel courage? How do you feel? You feel all other things. I feel scared. I feel like, but it's just, it's what you're doing. Action speaks louder than words. I'm learning that really not only just saying faith, you know, it's just the action. It's just saying courage. It's just the action. Even strength. It's not so much what you pick up. It's just the idea that you pick yourself up and you press in and say, okay, I want this. Give me a break. Give me a, you know, just let us all remember where we come from and just realize, you know, what do you say? I'm coming back to a trainer and you're angry with me. No, you know, I remember those days. Come on, you can do it. And you can do this wherever. I don't care if you're young. I don't care where you are in life. You can get through this. You have to have it. I don't know if you have to have it crying, if you have to have it staying in the bed all day. I just you, look, you've come this far. It took courage and confidence in you. Really, there are people that have really told you you couldn't do it, but you've done it. You even felt like you couldn't do it, but you've done it. Okay? So it's just so important, guys, that you realize how really important it is. Don't compare yourself to others. Compare yourself to the person you were yesterday. Compare, you know, because, you know, people sometimes, they have a good day, you know, but you just like, okay, my day's coming. I'm going to have that good day. You have to have courage to even see someone there and you're not there yet, you know, but you're going to get there. You have to have that courage. And you might feel bad to see someone there and you're not there, but you're just going to have courage to go through that day that you feel bad, that you feel like I gave it my all, that you feel like I'm doing my all, or that you feel like, you know, like that. That's a life. That's life journey. That's really life journey, really. People will start, but it's really make it worth your while. Just, okay, start again. Just make it worth your while. That's confidence. That's like, okay, I'll get up. You know, like, you know how embarrassing it is to fall down in front of, you know, in the public somewhere. You know, it takes confidence to get up. You hear people laughing at you. You're already embarrassed, but you don't just stay on the ground. You get up. That's confidence. You don't feel like it, you know, but if you're there, if you're just saying it, and I mean, we look everywhere. It's just like, oh, you know, everything. You guys know what's going on in our world. You know what's going on. It's just the idea that you're just going to have to just take some courage and some confidence. And you know what? You're going to look at that one day, because there are some things I look at now that used to make me cry, makes me laugh now. I made it. And you're going to make it. And we're going to make it. We're going to make it. Okay? We're going to make it. We're going to make it. And you're going to get through this hard place. And let me tell you something about a hard place. What do you think about, what could I use? What do you think about winners? They get knocked down and they get up. And they get knocked down and they get up. You know, because sometimes you look at people and just think, it must have was smooth sailing. They must have got there on the bed of ease. Oh, really? Not so. Not so. So if you're in a place, and you know what I'm really, and I tell you guys, when I really just we talk like this, you know what this thing is going to have to go on, you know, at 8:30. Because it's like people around you, there are times that they don't have the courage. There's time that they don't have the confidence. And you know what you're going to have to have? You're going to have confidence to leave those people and have courage and have confidence in yourself. I know what it is to just say, well, man, I was there for you, and you're not there for me. And it's just like, and sometimes people not there for you because it's just like, oh, I don't think we can cross this bridge of life. I don't think you've gone too far. Oh, this is just too much for me. I'm out. Okay. You're out. You know, I think you guys look at Shark Tank when the people come there with their dreams and everything, and they say, well, blah, 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 I'm out. You know, but this person maybe make a deal. Other person might walk out and they'll look at the camera and say, okay, they rejected me, but you know what? I'm still going to keep going. And you watch, I'm going to be great. Man, let me tell you something. Those are mixed emotions. One thing, you feel bad, you're on national TV, and they say, everybody say they're out. And you got to walk and look at this camera, want to cry, and some people do cry. But you know what? When you look up, a lot of people that folks have rejected or say, I just don't want to invest my time in you, their confidence and their courage has made that person that say, wow, I should have took that deal. Wow, I should have done that. And I want you to do that for yourself. I just don't want you to just be the victim. I want you to be the victory, you to have the victory in this thing. And it's going to take it. It's going to take it. In hard places, you look at our soldiers, they go to different countries and they go to wars. And it's just like what you've been trained for, what you wanted to be, here's reality. That's real. And it takes courage, not only just a gun, not only just a helicopter, not only just your fellows around you. It takes courage for anybody. I don't care where in life you may find yourself. It takes some confidence and some courage in you, in you. And that's why I hope as a dreamer that I can just say, I want to put it in you. And you know what? And there's someone putting it in me. You know, and there's someone putting it in them and there. You know, you're going to do this. I don't care if it just take, you know, you to just lift your head up. I was coming home, I think, the other day, and I seen a turtle. I mean, a big one. He's in the middle of the road, about on the other side of the road, you know, crossing over. And they have this thing about them where they put their head in when they feel something coming. And then I noticed when I passed by and I looked in my mirror, then he put his head out and he kept going. Let me tell you something. That's a hard thing to do. You really want to cross the road. You really want to go on the other side. You really want this. Well, you know what? You're going to have to go through some hard places, you know, because you, number one, I don't care if you're slow. I don't care if you're fast. I don't care if you're used to just bam, 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 bam. And like now life look like it's, you know why you're still here? Courage. Courage. In spite of what you feel, in spite of, you know, I've said a lot of things, but something has picked me up. Something has picked me up. And that's what I hope I can do for you, to just say, okay, you hit a hard place. And your reactions were, you know, like anybody else. People just do different things, but they do things, I can tell you that, when they hit a hard place. When it's just like, how, where, why, you know, I've asked myself, why is this happening to me? You know, why I'm keeping, you know, we all do. You know, you just put on your good face, you know, like that, like, you know, boy, I wish I was, and that's something I really stopped in life, wanting to be like other people. Because you see that smile? You see those eyes? They had tears in them. Okay? You see that smile? Oh, let me tell you something. That face wasn't always looking like that. And you're going to be okay. You're really going to be okay. It's just the idea you just, you know, you're getting ready to accomplish something great. Great. It just got to hit you for a loop. And when I came here, it was just like, man, like, wow. I know you guys have heard me share this, going to the bank. When I moved from the north, I went to apply for a job at the bank, you know, and they looked at me like, no, you know, and I'm like, okay. But when it was all over, you know, I was on Chamber of Commerce. I owned my own business. I owned an organization, you know. But it took confidence. It takes confidence even if someone fires you. It takes confidence even to just say, you say no, no, okay. You know, and you're human. You're like anyone else. You have your feelings. But it is something. It is something that picks us all up. It is something that makes us all say, let's try again. There is something that just say, I'm not going to give up on you and you're not going to give up on me. Because we all go there. We mean good. I want this. But there comes hard times. There come hard places, and all it takes is for you to say, all right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get up, because that's all courage is. It's the quality or the state of mind or spirit enabling one to face danger or hardship with confidence and bravery. That's what all that is. And I'm noticing that it's not so much, you know, you look strong, you're smiling. No, it's just the idea, you're still trying. And it takes that. Believe me when I tell you, it takes courage and confidence for you to change. And it brings difficult. You know, our president, I know this guy just like, I'm going to be the president, I want to be the president, and he was. But you know what? I guarantee you, before he got in that White House, he had difficult time. The college, you know, was getting him ready. So there's some things really getting you ready. And I know right now, when you hit hard places, you don't see it. But that's what you got people around you for, to just say, come on. Just come on, come on. You know, you're always going to realize that life is like a, you know, a basketball game, or and if you notice, a football game. It always has all these people around it, and folks that are playing are in the middle. Now, you know someone's going to win and someone's going to lose. But you know what? That doesn't stop those people that say, I believe in, you know, whatever your team name is. I believe in this team. I don't care if you win. We're coming back to get you. We're going to win again. We're going to get the championship. You know, it's going to happen for you, and it's going to happen for me. But you know what? It's not going to happen until you really go through what you call a hard place. A hard place, really. And life has just come to bring some changes. And I just hope that I can say something to just help you to just at least do like that turtle, stick your head out and make a little move. Because I want what I want. I'm going to be honest with you. Is it hard? Was it hard for me to adjust here? Has life thrown me some hard things before my dream came? Yes. But you know what? That's life. And that's when life brings changes. It just brings, you know, you know, you go to kindergarten and it's like nap time and cookies, but you know, as time goes, you can forget the cookies and you can forget the nap, and it's going to be hold your head up. Don't you go to sleep? You know, and it's just bringing changes. And that's all you're going through, dreamer. That's all you find yourself going through. And I just hope I could just say that, and you know we're going to continue this. You know that we are. We really are. And RJ has given you that number, and I'll be with you again at 8:30 on PSJ Life Let's Talk Show. And that number, if for some reason you just figure this conversation has gotten good to you and you want to kind of like, let's continue this, just remember it's 605-475-4000, asset code 945830. And you are going to make it, really. You're really going to make it. You're going to get yourself through this. Your journey never ends. Life has a way of changing things in incredible ways. It just has it. And sometimes when you're a leader, sometimes people don't want what you want. Sometimes they'll even betray you. Or sometimes they'll just say, this is it, this, but you want it, you keep going. Because you know what? It's going to, both of you, both people are going to say, I wish I had it. And then some people say, I'm glad I did. So, guys, I want you to realize you just need some courage. You just really just need some courage in where you are, you know, because life is not easy for any of us, really. But what, you know, what of that, really? We must have perseverance and, above all, confidence in ourselves. I found that out in life, that trying to get someone to want something, you know, and they don't want it, I've really learned how to, you know, let them go. Life has taught me really, you know what it is to drag someone. And I don't want to go. And I've learned they don't want to go. Stop, you know, they just say this is it. So, guys, I just want you to realize that, you know, have confidence in yourself, really. You must really believe that you're gifted for something. And this thing, whatsoever costs, must be obtained. And sometimes even to live. To just say, I want it. I mean, if you really just went, you still, yeah. I ask hard times, what am I going through this for? What is this for? I don't understand, you know, like that. And it's just the idea. You got to go through. You just got to get through it. And you just need someone that's been through it and say, you know what? All you need to do, believe in yourself, really. Forgive yourself for your faults and for your mistakes and move on. Really, no one will believe in you unless you believe in yourself. And sometimes it's unexplainable. It's just unexplainable because that's what it took for your dream and your destiny. And this is what, you know, I've had people tell me, I would have never. Well, this is not about you. I had to learn that the hard way because I try to convince someone about something that, no, I don't see it and you shouldn't. And it's like it throws you off course sometimes when you like that. But whatever you are, I don't care if you're like, girl, you're still going to those interviews. Haven't they told you no? Didn't you see they picked someone else? And, oh, don't let it go about color and your gender. Oh, you know, they're just picking men. They're just picking women. Oh, you're too old. You're too young. Don't you give up on your dream. Don't you dare give up on your dream. You hang in there and you realize how important it is. And I'm going to just speak to your courage again at 8:30 because you just really need to, you just really need someone to say, oh, that's what it is. Oh, thank you. Really. And I'm going to tell life and my dream, I still want it. Thanks. I still want it. So, again, guys, 8:30 on PSJ Life Let's Talk Show. Because I tell you, when I talk to you guys, I'm talking to myself. Because I do have my days. I do have my moments. I want to let you know that you're not in this life by yourself. So this is Giver of Life. And you just enjoy your life. And we're just going to kind of like keep some water out of the boat and just get you built up and get some courage and some confidence in you and get you back on the boat when what you need to do. Okay? So I'll see you at PSJ Life. Let's Talk Show, 605-475-4000, asset code 945830. This is Giver of Life. Enjoy your life.